Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Talk the Tea with E, a weekly podcast for everyone. Join E every week right here on Blog Talk Radio as she opens up interesting conversations about everything from family, love, marriage, relationships, you name it, she's got the tea. This show is brought to you by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. As always, we hope you enjoy the show. Now sit back, relax, and get ready. It's about time to talk the tea with your girl E.
Hey, 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 guys. Hi, this is your girl, E, and thank you so much for coming and joining me with Talk the Tea with E. I have a question for you guys. Have you ever thought about praying for your future mate? Have you ever thought about going to God in prayer about the type of man or woman you want? That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But guess what? It works. A prayer for love, it has to be something you do on a regular basis. Love and relationships, y'all, are one of the most important aspects of our lives because our relationships will either lift us up or they'll tear us down, either or. Yet praying for love, it tends to be something that we don't often do. And maybe we're afraid to go to God with our love life as if he doesn't already know. Or maybe we're getting discouraged that our prayers aren't being answered. Maybe we just don't think that we are worthy enough of real love from a man or a woman. Does that sound crazy? Maybe we just don't know how to pray. And believe me, I understand the struggle. I understand the pain. Tell you guys a story, and maybe it'll help you out a little bit. So, it's no secret that I have been married 3 times, and I am now in a marriage. If you're wondering what that means, go back and listen to my episode called Married versus Marriage, because there is a difference. So, anyway, I knew nothing about praying about a relationship. All I knew was that I would meet a man and he would be cute and maybe I would fall in love, maybe I wouldn't, and then we'll be in a relationship. Or this person has something to offer me. And not knowing and understanding, y'all, that we were not compatible in no way, shape, or form at all. See, back then, what attracted me to a man was his swag and his money or his looks. I fell in love sometimes with what a man could do for me instead of figuring out if he was good for me. I was good at overlooking the things that did not attract me to a man, like the drinking, the smoking, the abuse, the cheating, because I wanted so much to have all of the other stuff. I sacrificed my own wants and needs for my fleshly wants and needs. We can have any man and woman that we want, y'all, in this world, period, point blank. But is any man or any woman really worth your happiness, your sound mind, or your peace? What sacrifices will you give up for the type of life that you really want and deserve? And that's something to really think about. I remember when I had dated this boy right after I had divorced my third husband. And this boy, and I call him a boy because that's what he was. He tried very hard to be a man, but he fell short. But anyway, he took me through the ringer. And I remember when he proposed to me, and I believe that the ring that he gave me, he had stole it from his grandmother or something. But I found that out afterwards. But I wanted this man so bad, and I had no reason to want him. For what? Because I had so much love to give, and I just wanted to give it to somebody. And I remember we had gone to my spiritual father, Apostle Willie Trotter, at House of Jubilee. And we told him that we were getting married. And I remember that Dad just looked at me and he walked away. And I remember the hurt that I felt inside. I was so hurt. I wasn't hurt because he had disapproved, but because I was doing something that was not pleasing to him. And he was close to God, so I knew that if it wasn't pleasing to him, definitely wasn't pleasing to God. And when this boy and I finally broke up, I went back to Dad and I told him that we were not getting married. And he just said, good. And I knew that he had gone to God and asked him to block this relationship. And the crazy thing is, I had went to God in prayer myself and asked him to reveal to me rather it was good, if it was bad, anything this man was not good for me. Anything that was not of God inside this man, I asked God to reveal it. And within a few days of my prayer, everything began to crumble. And that was the first time I'd ever gone to prayer about a relationship. So I knew that it worked. I knew that if I could go to God in prayer about blocking something that's not of him, then I surely can go to God in prayer about the type of man that I want. And so after that relationship, y'all, I was just tired. I was tired of hurting. I was tired of loving the wrong person. I just felt defeated. I felt empty. You know, I had given myself to so many souls that were not good for me. I'll just say that. And I did not believe that I had anything else in me to give. I was ready to give up on love. I was like, I'm done. I was ready to give up on relationships. I was tired of trying, you know, and it took me a while to grasp how to pray for love because I've always had a tendency to think about love and worry about love rather than pray about love, to analyze. I'm quick to figure out things, and, you know, I try to put the pieces together. But it takes me a while to turn that into a prayer. And I'm realizing that my tendency to overanalyze, it's the opposite of what God's will and his word tells me to do. All through scripture, Jesus, he challenges us. And don't just dwell on things. Pray about them. Prayer is the act by which we mentally hand over our problems. We hand over our concerns, our fears, our desires, our dreams to God, who actually has the power to control. And it makes so much sense. Because if we're going to allow these things to fill our brains up, better off doing it in a way that someone has the power to impact the things that are weighing on us. Does that make sense? Rather than simply allowing them to consume us. I remember having a conversation with my sister Denise in California, and she said, go to God in prayer about the type of man that you want and be specific. And I'm like, what? And she said, pray about the type of man that you want, exactly the type of man that you want. And so after I had gotten off the phone with her, I thought about what she said. Be specific is all I heard. See, God, we ask God for a man. Let me just say that. We ask God for a man or a woman, but we're never specific about what type of man or woman that we want. So guess what happens? God says, okay, you ask me for a man or a woman, I'm going to send you that. And so God sends us just that. A man or a woman, or sometimes it's a boy, Max, as a man, or a girl, Max, as a woman. Same thing with you guys. You guys, you go to, you know, God and be like, God, I want a woman. And you have in your head the type of woman that you want. You have already pictured her in your brain. And you don't ask God for her. You keep her bottled up in your mind. And then what happens is this girl walks past you in this $7 maxi dress that I was talking about. And 5 years later, you find yourself owing $70,000 in child support. And guess what? You still have that picture of your ideal woman locked in your head. So you may be asking yourself, is it really okay to pray for a specific person to be your spouse? And my answer to you is sure. Sure it is. As long as you recognize, though, that God is not a genie, and if his plan for that other person is to be the spouse of someone else, then you can pray all you want, but it won't happen. Have you ever... think about this. Have you ever been in a relationship for someone for years and you guys never got married, then you break up and him or her end up with someone else and they are just so cute together and they are so much in love. You see them doing things that you guys never did when you were together. Yeah, that's because that man or that woman probably was not meant for you. Does that make sense? Yeah. Or have you ever cheated with a married man or woman and then you see they left us for someone else and you guys get married or you've gotten married and then all of a sudden things are out of control? So check this out. I'm talking from experience now. I'm putting myself out there. God will never send you someone else's husband. God will never send you someone else's wife. Do I have to repeat that? That's something I should have told myself. Erica, God will never send you someone else's husband. It's never going to happen. I don't care how bad their marriage is. I don't care how in love with you they are. I don't care. God will not uproot them from their marriage to be with you. Now, I'm talking about if you guys were cheating and they left them for you. I'm not talking about they have already been divorced. God is not going to give you someone else's husband or someone else's wife, flat out. He's not going to do it. But when we go to God in prayer about a specific type of man or woman with none already in mind, God will begin to, he will begin to prepare you for who he has kept for you. See, because we go to God in prayer about this person, it doesn't mean that God will magically hand them over to you. Remember, God is not a genie. I went to God in prayer, and I asked him for a man that didn't drink. I asked him for a man that didn't smoke, that was not abusive. I asked him for a man that, you know, didn't cheat, someone that would accept me and my family. I asked him for a man that was loving and kind and understood that I had a past and would not judge me on that. I asked God for someone that would love me, and that not only prayed for me, but also prayed and stood in the gap for our relationship. You see what I'm saying? I was not praying about how he looked. I was not praying about how much money he had. I wasn't praying about what he drove or what he wore, because to me, those were cosmetic features that could be improved. But what somebody's personality is, you can't improve that. You can't improve somebody's attitude. You can't improve what they want to do and who they want to do it with. That's something that they have to do. You can't do that. And I had to grow up and realize that my soul and my heart and my spirit, it was not only worth it, but I deserve someone better than what I have been feeding my soul and my heart and spirit. I was feeding it something that it didn't do anything for the hunger that my soul was craving. And I remember that I used to worry about all of the years that I had invested in a man, in a relationship, and I used to worry about someone else reaping the benefits of my hard work. And I no longer thought about that. I began praying for that man that I was with and praying that God would send him someone that was worthy of his change. Do you see what I'm saying? Because a man or a woman, they will change for the one person. And this is what Mr. Van Zandt always tells me. There's one person in a man, he will eventually love enough that he is going to change for. Do you see what I'm saying? So did my prayers work? I don't know. Even though I have a cordial relationship with all of my exes, it's not my place to worry about their now relationships. So getting back, you know, on track, before God could release that type of man to me, God had to heal my brokenness. And we all know that two broke people is not going to create nothing but a broke relationship. You have to make sure to handle the type of love that God is about to send your way. I had to make sure that I was ready for the prayer that I was praying. He had to break some soul ties, y'all, because I had so many of them. See, every person that you're involved with has been involved with someone else, and that person has been involved with someone else. And the next thing you know, you're entangled in all of these soul ties, and you don't even know it. You don't even understand it. You're just thinking that you're going through all of this from this one person. And it's all of these soul ties that has set up here and attached itself to you. And had I went into this marriage with all of that and vice versa, my husband had entered this marriage with all of whatever he had on him, it would not have worked. it would have failed from the beginning, because it would not have been built on anything but hurt and pain and destruction that we have brought to the table. You have to get rid of all that stuff, y'all. You're packing up all of your bags, and they're filled with all of this mess, and you're moving each bag from relationship to relationship, going to the next relationship, thinking that your relationship will stand this time. Y'all better unpack that mess for real and ask God to help you get rid of it all. So, for when you go to God about a spouse, I'm going to tell you the things that I prayed for. And remember, we don't just want a man or a woman. God is not in the business of hooking people up. That's not how he works. So when I went to God in prayer about my husband, these are the things that I prayed for. So the first thing I prayed for, I prayed that God would give me a relationship. And in the Bible, Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will open to you. God's word challenges us to ask and bring our needs before him. Anything and everything, as long as our hearts are aligned with his, there are no limits on what we can ask. What are your deepest needs and desires when it comes to a relationship? What do you need God to do in your relationship? Go to him and let him know. Tell him, God, this is what I need in this relationship that you are about to create. This is what I need for my heart and my soul. And then pray that he will grant you patience and insight to wait for that good man or that good relationship. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. Waiting on God is never easy, y'all, because once again, it is a reminder that we are not in control. But through the time of waiting, ask God to change you, to nourish you, to fill you so that you are empowered and prepared to take the next step when the time is right for you to get your man or get your woman. Pray that he would be working out anything unhealthy in your life. Remember, God has to prepare you for who he has kept for you. So we're working on you right now. Jeremiah 33:8 says, I will cleanse them from all the sins committed against me, and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Some of our baggage, y'all, and our sins, we can recognize, and some we can't. As you seek to enhance your love life, be sure to ask God to help you recognize and heal all the things in your life that aren't lining up with what he knows is best for you. Seek to get to the bottom of your sins and then ask him to heal. Ask him for his healing power, not yours, but his healing power to be at work in your life. Take your hand off of it. Give it to God. He can handle it way better than you. Pray that he would shape your heart for nourishment, interactions with others. Does that make sense? So you are able to interact a healthy interaction with someone else. When you talk to somebody else, it's not going to come out hurt. I don't trust you. I don't this. I don't that. Because now you're going to God and you're asking him to help you with this interaction and how to go about it in a healthy way. In the Bible, I believe it's in Galatians 3:12-14, I believe, and it said that as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, with gentleness, and with patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have grievance against someone. You have to forgive as the Lord has forgiven you guys. And over all of these virtuals of time that you say that you put in love, which binds people together in perfect unity, it's important to learn how to love rather simply longing to be loved. You have to learn how to love because guess what? That's going to make you a taker and not a giver. When your heart is open to loving and edifying others the way it was meant to, y'all, your relationship will be so enriched and it will be so empowering and it feels so good, I promise you. And then pray that he will bring healing into your past so that you are free to embrace the present. Bible, it says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We are all called to move forward, y'all, and we are all called to forget what's behind us. And sometimes it's easy to get stuck on our past and be paralyzed for living in the present. No matter what kinds of things your past may hold, y'all, ask God to be at work in your past. Ask him to stay back there with your past and work to get you through that so that you are free to live in the moment and so you'll know how to embrace your present. And then ask him and pray that he will protect your emotional world and give you wisdom of how to set healthy boundaries. In Proverbs 4:23, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I talk a lot about guarding your heart and how to practically do that, but how often do you actually pray about your heart and your emotional world? God longs to be part of our emotions just as much as our spiritual life, just how he is. He longs to interact, y'all, with our mind and our body and our soul. So give him a chance by opening your emotional life to him through prayer. And then pray that he would open your eyes to the joy, guess what, of doing sex his way, not your way, his way, with your spouse. Hebrews 13:14 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. It's so easy to focus on what we up, harboring bitterness and resentment. But what if you were asked, or what if you asked God? How about that? What if you asked God to open your eyes to doing life His way? What if you were to plead with Him to download His heart onto yours so that you could truly understand what is best for your life rather than struggling with His plan? Let's ask Him to reveal His heart to ours, area of sex and sexuality, so that we can be free to trust Him without bitterness or regret. Think of it this way, y'all, for real. And this is how I had to think about it. If sex with your girlfriend or your boyfriend was good before you got married, just imagine how good it's going to be when you get married to the person that you went to God for in prayer, and He helped you get you together to release that person. How about that? That sounds amazing to me. And then pray that God will be the focus of your life now and forever. In Psalm 37:4, it says, "Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." At the end of the day, no matter how we view it, there is no gift that is greater than the giver. No gift is greater than God. Whether we feel that or not, it doesn't cease to be true. May we continue to bring this request before God so that He can turn our hearts to Him as our greatest delight and desire. Like, for real, because perspective has the power to change everything. Going to God in prayer has the power to change everything. Asking God for something that you want, it changes everything, because you're going to the person that can provide it. And He provides, guess what, unlimited. He has no reason not to. There's no reason. God wants to bless us all, but He wants us to come to Him, and He wants us to ask Him. He wants to know the desires of our hearts. What does His children want? And guess what? I believe that there is someone out there that God is keeping for you. But first, you need to go and you need to ask God to reveal who that is. After you have cleaned your own soul, you've cleaned your own house, you've cleaned your mind of clutter. Because guess what? If it's not, and God messes up, I'm not going to say God messes up. If God to give you this person, even if you go into another relationship, guess what? You're going to take that with you. All of that clutter that you should have went to God to in prayer and asked Him to help you clean up, you're just going to do it to another person, and it's not going to be the person that God has released to you. And I know that you're sitting there and you're saying, hold up, E. You said go to God in prayer about a spouse. What is the extra? Remember I said, y'all, you have to get rid of all that baggage that you're carrying and allow God to groom you. This is what these prayers are doing. This week, rather than focus on your problems and your worries or what you don't yet have, focus on what you do have, a direct line to the one who controls all things, including your heart. Time, y'all. It's time to actually do some real work in the area of our love life and our relationship instead of wasting our mental energy and time. It's time to pray for love. And if it's not love for another person, maybe it's your self-love. Maybe you need to go to prayer and ask God to show you how to love you, because you can't love someone else without loving yourself. You see what I'm saying? That is all I have, y'all. That's all I have for you today. I thank you so much for spending your time with me, for listening to me. Please follow me on Facebook and on Instagram, and please push that share button, push that like button, and share this with someone who may really, really need it. If it's not you, it may be somebody else. I love you guys so very much. Love you, love you, love you, and good night.
It's no excuse, you can do it too. Hope you don't mind if I show you the way.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Talk the Tea with E, a podcast powered by Heart to Hand Shoebox Ministries, in association with Pieces of Me, an autobiography by Erica Patrick Van Zandt. If you have show ideas or would like to be a guest on the show, remember to email us at talkthetwithe@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and tune in every week to get your dose of Talk the Tea with E. God bless and good night.